Hello?
Hi, good afternoon. This is Erica calling in from Family First Care. I'm for Lisa.
This is her.
Hi, yes. You have spoken to my coworker, Sarah. You needed timesheets to be sent over to you?
No. I'm confused. I just wanted to know, I was having a really bad problem with the app. Like, I don't know why. For some whatever reason, it kept, putting up like 5 different agencies on my clock in, and it wasn't letting me clock in and out. But my first, I just wanted to understand what I got paid for, like what days I got paid for. And
okay, let me see.
Because her care should have started on the 19th, and I did send in a timesheet with just all the days because I wasn't sure what to do. It's okay, baby.
Okay, give me one second. Let me take a look.
So I was just trying to get a better understanding, like, what was included in the first pay, I guess.
Yes, of course. So I have you starting on the 20th, but from the 20th to the 23rd, I have no clock in punched in. The first time we have a pension was on the 24th.
Yeah, I sent a timesheet in for. I sent a timesheet in for all that.
So you already sent a timesheet.
Yeah, I don't know who I was speaking to. I keep speaking to different people, but I was under the impression that her care started on the 18th.
Let me double check with the authorization. One moment. Okay, so yeah, the 18th. When you filled out the timesheet, did you start from the 18th?
I'm pretty sure I did.
Okay, so I'll double. So your coordinator is Dina. She's not in today. I'm covering for her.
Okay.
As per the rest of the days, I don't see a clock in. Okay, so yeah. Sometimes it's working, sometimes it's not working, because for the first you clocked in, but
yeah,
then you clock out, and then the second, the third, I have nothing.
It should be okay from here on out, because I spent like an hour and a half on the phone with HHA to get it fixed, and they told me like what to like download and delete different things, and I got it all pretty much set.
Okay. But I'm still going to need to send you a timesheet for those days as well, so you don't miss pay. So I'm going to send you another timesheet for the first, the second, the third, the fourth I have here, the fifth, and the sixth I have here. The seventh I have you here clocked in, yeah.
Okay. So will all the days that you'll send with all those days filled out, or do I have to remember them?
I'll send it with the days filled out.
Okay, so what do I do about the 18th and when the care first started? Will I get paid back for them?
Because you would have to get back paid for those.
Okay, all right.
Because I only see here that you only got paid for 3 days. That's probably why the check was short.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to understand.
And the rest wasn't put in, so yeah.
Okay, so
I'll put in the dates as well in the email on what you'll get back paid for, which is the 18th and 19th, the 20th, the 21st, the 22nd, the 23rd, yeah, it's a couple days, 27th,
okay,
the 28th, 29th, yeah, and then I'll double check with Dina to see the previous timesheet you submitted.
Okay.
Alrighty.
And then should I call back or will you call me back?
I'll give you a call back with an update. If not me, it will definitely be Zena. I'm going to put
this
in now, inform my supervisors to make sure that you get back paid this week. And then if I have any update from you, I will give you a call personally. If not me, it will definitely be Zena.
Okay, and then will it be direct deposit this week, or will I get a paper check?
Did you do a direct deposit form?
I did.
Okay, perfect. So I'll have them put it through direct deposit.
Okay. All right.
All righty. Thank you, and have a great one.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.